Welcome to the Manifesting Latina podcast, where you'll learn to unlock your incredible power of manifestation and connect deeply with yourself. I'm Dr. Norma Reyes, your guide and host, helping you manifest a life filled with purpose, abundance, and inner wisdom. Together, we'll dive into the art of manifestation, practical techniques, personal growth, and the magic of aligning with your deepest desires. No more feeling stuck or disconnected. It's time to awaken your inner manifester. Embrace your spirituality and create a life that truly resonates with your soul. Tune in each week to the Manifesting Latina podcast and begin to manifest your dream life. Hey everyone, welcome back. This is episode 111, or if you like angel numbers, 111. And what's more exciting is that today is about manifesting 101. I'm taking it back. We're going to talk about the basics of manifesting, of manifestation, so that we're all on the same page, because I know I haven't touched on that directly on the show, and today is the perfect time to do that. So we're going to be talking about the principles of manifestation, what you need to learn in order to become a super manifester, and just really in more in alignment to manifest everything that you are desiring to come into your life. So first things first, let's define what it means to manifest. So first, let's go ahead and just start with, what does manifestation mean? And how is that defined? A simple definition is the process of turning your thoughts and desires into reality. As simple as that can sound, it may not feel as easy for you to manifest everything that you are desiring, especially if there's some blocks you have going on. And we'll talk about that here in a bit. But first, I want you to take a moment to think about the words manifesting and manifestation. What does that mean to you? What are the first things you think about when you first hear those terms? Do you think like, I'm not any good at manifesting? Everyone talks about manifesting. It's the new trending thing, but you know, no one really knows how to do it. Or I don't really believe people are actually able to do this. What are your thoughts? What is coming up for you? Once you have that, you know, just keep that there. Don't allow it to become more than what it is. Those are just your thoughts. Maybe you think manifesting is fun. Maybe you think it's exciting. Whatever those thoughts are. And maybe you have all of those thoughts. Maybe you're like, I love when I manifest something, but I'm also disappointed when I don't. Write them all out. It's super important to know what your thoughts are. This is how we become conscious of our thoughts, by journaling, by processing, by consciously writing them out and knowing like, wow, I didn't know that getting free stuff is how I like to manifest and it feels easy. But when it comes to money, it's so much harder, or whatever it is that you are struggling to manifest. So first, just take a moment, think about what thoughts come to you when you hear the words manifesting or manifestations or anything else related to either of those two words. Now, after you do that, I want you to take a moment to define manifesting for yourself. What does manifesting mean to you? Because ultimately, that's what matters. It doesn't matter what I say, what anybody else says out there. You need to define it. You need to decide, what does manifesting mean to you? I define manifesting as the process of getting the things that I want, right? The process. It's not the outcome. So it's important that when you are defining manifesting or manifestations, that you know what you are defining. For myself, it is a process. Manifesting is the process. Now, I will say, like, I manifested that, or, you know, I'll say that about my kids. They manifested. So when you use the word ED, then, you know, to me, that means that it has actually happened. So manifesting is in process of, For me, I mean, for you might be like, I am busy manifesting, and that means that it has manifested. I'm just waiting for it to come. So define it for yourself. What is manifesting? What is manifestations? And start working with that definition for yourself and how you start to manifest more. Now, the Cambridge Dictionary defines manifest, just the word manifest, not manifesting, to make something happen by imagining it and consciously thinking that it will happen. That's straight from the dictionary. Now, I agree with it, but then you also have to have action, right? This is taking the action part out of it. You can't just sit and imagine and think and that it will happen. I mean, if only it was that easy. Sometimes it can be, though. I will say, sometimes you are an energetic match to what you are trying to manifest, an energetic vibration, right? Like, you're able to match it without actually doing. But that takes practice. That takes time to develop the practice to be able to do that. So, and we'll get there. We'll help you get there to where you become a super manifester that can literally get into the conscious vibration of what you're desiring to be able to bring it into your life. But like I said, that takes practice. Yes, it can be that simple, but it takes practice, and you have to be in an energetic alignment with what you are manifesting. So I want you guys to think about thoughts, emotion, beliefs, right? All of those things are shaping your current experience. So even if you take the word manifesting out of this vocabulary right now, thoughts, emotion, beliefs shape your experience, regardless of whether you are a firm believer of manifesting or not. You are creating your reality based on your thoughts, your emotions, and your beliefs. My reality, my current reality, is the creation of my thoughts, my emotions, and my beliefs. Your current reality is based on your thoughts, emotions, and beliefs. I know that it can sound really woo-woo, but literally, if your thoughts are like, I can achieve everything I set my heart to, and your emotions are at a good vibration of like, I'm happy, I'm motivated, I'm energetic. And then beliefs are like, I have seen the proof that I can achieve my goals. I believe in myself. I believe in the actions that I'm doing. That's going to shape how I see the world. And if it shapes how I see the world, it also will shape what comes into my life, aka manifested, right? What I'm manifesting into my life. So it is super important that you know that even if you don't full-heartedly believe in manifesting or that you can change your reality, you can, regardless of where you are in this process, you can agree with me that your thoughts, emotions, and beliefs shape your experience. If you don't believe something is possible, you're not going to believe that it's possible for you. It's that simple. If you don't believe in it, if your thoughts are telling you you can't, and your emotions are in a lower vibration, right? When the whole scale, that whole episode I had, episode 109 about raising your vibration, go back and listen to that and see where your emotions are. So speaking of that, we'll go ahead and dive a little bit more deeper into thoughts, emotions, and beliefs. So your thoughts, the thoughts you hold in your mind, carry a powerful energy. These thoughts can be both conscious and unconscious. They act as seeds of your future experiences. If you constantly think about your dreams and your goals and what you're manifesting, you're going to bring that more into your life, right? You're telling your mind that you want to bring more of this, right? Especially if you have a visual for yourself. And this can be like pictures on your computer. This can be vision boards. I'm literally looking at my vision boards as I'm saying this. So it's like making me stop and think. If you have a reminder, a physical reminder, a vision board, pictures, whatever it is that you are wanting to bring in, you are telling your mind, this is what I want. this is, and your mind doesn't actually know what's real and what's not, right? So when you create a vision board, it is literally taking that as an actual example of what is going on in your life and what you want to continue to create in your life. So your thoughts are powerful seeds to start creating your reality. Your emotions, this is where emotions come in. Your emotions are like the fuel that propels your thoughts into action. So if you are feeling good, if you're feeling happy, if you're feeling motivated, your emotions are on the higher vibration of the scale, you're going to feel excited. You're going to feel passionate about your desires. You're going to feel like, I can do this. Now, on the other side, if your emotions are more on the negative end of the spectrum, then they're going to block you, right? You're not going to have the motivation. You're not going to want to take the steps to manifest the things that you are wanting. This does not mean that you ignore your emotions, okay? I've said it before and I'll say it again. Your emotions are there for a reason. Just like pain, like physical pain. If something is wrong with your body will tell you through physical pain. If something is wrong with your emotional well-being, your body will tell you with emotional pain, which can be, you know, sadness. So if you are sad when you think about what you want to manifest, that tells me, and that should tell you, that your beliefs are out of alignment. When your beliefs are in alignment with what you believe is possible, your emotions will be in more in alignment in the positive. Not always, okay? So I will tell you, there are other factors as well. Life happens. Life can bring you down. Whatever's going on in the cosmos can also bring you down. So be aware that sometimes you will feel sad and be like, I have no idea why I feel sad. Embrace the sadness and do what you need to do for yourself when you're feeling sad. That's what's important here when it comes to your emotions. Do what you need for yourself when you are feeling sad. And I have the perfect example. So yesterday was a pretty good day for me. It's cold here in Texas. Fortunately, it's not going to be cold that much longer. In a few days, it's going to be back to our normal warmer temperatures, which I'm happy about. But yesterday was an okay day. I didn't get to everything that I would like. I know when it's cold, I don't want to move my body that much because it's cold. And so I didn't get to do everything that I wanted to do. I wanted to, and looking back, I'm like, well, everything I wanted to do was also kind of out there, right? Like I wanted to do all the laundry. I wanted to get to all the dishes. I went to grocery shopping on top of doing sessions. I'm laughing at myself because it's like, plus I was doing natal chart reading. So all of these things that take time, the natal chart readings can take anywhere from 30 minutes is if like I'm like super focused, bam, bam, bam. Sometimes it'll take me an hour. Sometimes it'll take longer than an hour, depending on how my focus is doing them. But they take time. And aside from taking time, they take energy, right? Like everything you do takes energy. So by the time it was time to take a break, go pick up my son, I was tired. I was drained. Like my vitality was gone. Something I'm not talking about here, right? We're talking about thoughts, emotions, and beliefs. You also have your vitality, aka your energy. And so that was depleted. I didn't have lunch because I had late breakfast. And then I was like, well, I don't know. I'm not hungry. And I was really feeling down, right? I was depressing. And I was telling my husband, like, I failed you. And I must have been like really expressing my emotions to him because he called me and was like, what's going on? Are you okay? And everyone in my life knows, like, I am pretty mostly neutral most of the time, I would say. So for me to be saying that I'm feeling down or sad is not usual, but I am also stepping into embracing I don't want to say I don't feel my emotions because I feel them. I just wasn't sharing them as much. I was just not sharing. And I mean, all of my emotions, like I wasn't sharing like when I would get angry. I wasn't sharing when I would get something would make me sad. I was just like more internally processing all of that. And that might be you. And there isn't anything wrong with how you decide to process, whether it's inward or outwardly. What's most important is sharing. And so evening came, I did what I needed to do, right? Like that's what the whole point of sharing all of this was saying that you need to do what you need to do for yourself when you are feeling emotions that others might consider negative, right? And I was not feeling great yesterday. And so when I started feeling depleted, of course, my thoughts started going down the spiral of like, why do I believe I can manifest this or what I'm working on for November? And, you know, and all of these self-doubt creeping in, right? So after dinner, which was about 6 or 7, I decided to just go and rest, watch one of my training videos because I'm doing the trauma-informed yoga certification. And what's funny is that it was part of the training where it was everything that, like more the physical part, it was less of the talking and it was actually practicing some of the yoga. And I'm laying in my bed watching this and I'm just like, I'm following the breathing because I was like, I'm tired. I'm not going to do the actual yoga, but even just doing the breathing was enough. And then I put on some healing music on YouTube. And I just really allowed myself to be in the emotion versus trying to push myself versus trying to shake it off. And then about an hour later, I started to feel better. I got up and I started doing things. I actually did some physical activity for myself because I hadn't done it yesterday. And then I just started doing some stuff. And then I went back. I didn't push it though. It's so important that you know that once you lift yourself up to be at a higher state of like emotional state, a better emotional state, that you don't decide like, oh yeah, now I can do my whole list of everything that I didn't get to do earlier. No, let's take it back. Take it back and allow yourself to recharge, you know, show up as you can and then start over. So this is where when I say about your emotions, whether they're positive and allowing you to take action, and whether they are not positive and what you need to do for yourself, right? Like think about what you would do if you have children, what would you do for your children? And if you don't have children, you can think back to when you were young and when you were small and how you wish people had treated you when you were feeling down, sad, maybe even angry. Like what did you wish someone did for you? So take that, jot it down. And have that available for yourself. What do you need to do? And actually, I have that down for myself. I wrote down, when I feel sad, seek joy. But I didn't write my examples of what that meant. I haven't written it down somewhere else. So I think that's funny. But I know what it meant. Like, I'm going to rewrite that to say, seek joy by having self-compassion, taking care of myself. Right? Because when you're feeling sad, I know when I see my kids sad, you know, I want to give them a hug. I want them to know that they are loved and just allow them to feel their sadness so that they can be able to process it, release it, and move forward. So let me get us back on track. We're talking about thoughts, emotions, and beliefs. So the next thing is your beliefs. Your beliefs are the underlying framework of your reality. If you believe you are capable of achieving your goals, and that the universe is supportive of it, then you will more likely be successful. This doesn't mean that you can manifest everything instantly. It may take a year. There's been many times that I have literally written down certain things that I want to manifest for 2022 that have manifested for me this year in 2023. Reason behind it, I probably wasn't at the energetic state that I needed to be to manifest it. And once I was, it was like, bam, just happened. And it was like, oh, this is what I wrote down a year ago. And here it is. Because sometimes we have to be in alignment internally, energetically. Maybe there's life lessons that we need to have happen to us and process to us, like processed, that then we can start manifesting what it is that we're trying to manifest. On the other side, if you have limiting beliefs, these can create self-imposed barriers, right? If you have the thoughts of like, I don't believe that manifesting is real, then it's never going to work for you. But that's actually manifesting right there. If you say, I don't believe it's real, and then it doesn't happen, then that's like what it is. Oh, you manifested that. So your beliefs, I'm not going to go into that much into a deep dive in beliefs because it's that simple. Either your beliefs are going to support you, what you are manifesting, or they're not. And if they're not, they're going to create the barriers for yourself. They're going to create the procrastination. They're going to create the self-sabotage. So start writing down, you know, what are some of your beliefs around manifesting in general? Not even just what you're trying to manifest, but what are your beliefs around manifesting and manifestations? Do you believe that it's, you know, bad to manifest? Do you believe, does it go against your religious beliefs? And it's something you need to process so that you can begin to heal that, right? And I say heal because sometimes there is beliefs that come from outside sources that are keeping you from manifesting what you want because it feels bad. You know, people say money is evil. So then why would you want to manifest evil? Money's not evil. Money just is. Everything in this world is just is. We're the ones that, you know, label it. We're the ones that give it meaning and decide what is good and bad. So now I want you to imagine if you have this strong desire to advance in your career and get your dream job. If you're constantly thinking about how you're capable, how you're confident, and truly believe that it's possible, you're more likely to take action. You're more likely to network. You're more likely to put yourself out there. And your thoughts and emotions and beliefs are aligned with this goal, then you're going to have success. Now, if you don't believe in yourself, you don't feel confident, you don't actually think it's possible for you to make a certain amount of money, you're not going to take action. You're not going to want to network. You're not going to want to put yourself out there. And you're going to spiral down on the emotional spiral that I shared in the Raise Your Vibration episode, which is 109. And so, you know, you're going to go down that spiral and then you'll need to work to lift yourself up. We all go down the downward spiral. I just went down the downward spiral yesterday. And, you know, you just have to know what you just begin to learn and practice what you need for yourself to lift yourself up. Remember that it is up to you. It's not up to anyone else or anyone else's responsibility to lift you up out of your emotions. You have to start practicing that. I gave you examples. So this sounds like an episode I probably should do too. Essentially, your thoughts, emotions, and beliefs are the parts of, right, what help create your manifestation. Now, next, this builds into the law of attraction. So you may have heard the law of attraction. You may have heard of The Secret, the book, or the movie on Netflix. And it talks about the law of attraction. Well, what does that mean? What is the law of attraction? Simply put, the law of attraction is the universal principle that suggests that like attracts like, right? So the energy you put out there, whether through your thoughts, emotions, and beliefs, it's going to attract similar energy back to you. This is also not just some woo-woo idea, some esoteric idea. It is actually tied to quantum physics and metaphysics.
I hate talking.
Do you love talking about any topic and are never frustrated during conversations? Then I Hate Talking is not a podcast for you.
But if there are topics that you avoid, then listen to I Hate Talking.
Do you know the definition of every word others use? I Hate Talking is not a podcast for you.
But if you are curious about the definition and historical usage of words, then listen to I Hate Talking.
Do you know about current events and other random topics? Then I Hate Talking is not a podcast for you.
But if you enjoy conversations on a variety of topics, then listen to I Hate Talking.
Listen to I Hate Talking wherever you get your podcasts.
Episodes drop every Thursday. Listen, like, and follow I Hate Talking today.
So at the core of the law of attraction it's basically saying the energy you radiate, the frequency you're putting out there, whether it's positive or negative, and I just want to say high or low, it's going to correspond with what you experience. Definitely go and listen to episode 109, because this is talking about vibrations, and you can go look at the whole emotional spiral, the vibrations and everything, and how if you are at a higher vibration, money vibrates at a certain frequency, you're going to attract the money you want. And if you are at a lower frequency, you're going to manifest what comes with those lower frequencies, right? You're going to attract people at that frequency. So what's the role of law of attraction and manifestation? It serves as the mechanism through which your thoughts, emotions, and beliefs align with your desires. When you focus your mental and emotional energy on what you want to manifest, you're putting a signal out there, broadcasting to the universe on what you want, but it has to be more than just your thoughts. Your emotions and your beliefs have to be at that same frequency so that you can align your energy and your actions with your goals. So consider someone who is dreaming of financial abundance. If they consistently think about abundance, feel grateful for what they have, and truly believe in their ability to attract wealth, they'll likely notice opportunities, meet people, and take actions that lead to financial success, right? Because they are attracting that. So that is how the law of attraction works. It helps turn dreams into reality. So you gotta ask yourself, are you aligning with what you are wanting to attract? Are you in alignment? Are your thoughts in alignment? Are your actions, are your emotions, are your beliefs in alignment? So this is where setting clear intentions for your manifestations are super important. And you have to ask yourself a few questions, right? What is it that I'm desiring? And how am I in alignment with that? And what are you desiring? Is it really what you want to desire? Or is it something that someone else has put on you? So you have to take the time to decide what you want to bring into your life. Set a clear intention for yourself and then create some steps for that, right? Create some goals for that. Okay, you can say, I want to manifest more money, but how much more money? You know, I want to manifest $1,000. Great, you want to manifest $1,000. What do you want that $1,000 for? I want that $1,000 to do a staycation and go on a mini shopping spree, have a great dinner, and have fun with my family, I don't know, at a park. You know, like that creates a vision, right? You guys could see what those $1,000 were going to do for me. So when you are wanting to manifest more money, you need to, and I hate giving specifics, this doesn't mean that every time you have to have a specific number in mind. Perhaps you're a person who likes to be in the details. I like to be in the details. If you're the person who likes to be in the details, do not do this. What you need to do is just visualize the experience, visualize the feelings, and what $1,000 would make you feel like. For the person who does not like details, you like to just be more in the feeling of it, I want you to create the detailed plan. You know yourself. You know what kind of person you are. If you're a details person, I need you to step into the emotions and the feelings of it. And if you're a feelings person, I need you to actually write out the details. Don't tell me that it's in your head, because that doesn't mean anything. If it's in your head, it's not existing in the actual world. Write it down. Okay, that's about setting clear expectations. Now, the other thing I like to talk about is your vibration. What does your vibration mean? When you are at the vibration you need to be at, you're taking the action that you need in order to manifest what you're desiring. So to me, when I hear of raise your vibration or meet the vibration, you are at the place where you are acting, right? Because everything has a vibration. Everything has energy. So if you are not taking action steps, you are not at the vibration of what you want to manifest. So you have to take inspired action towards what you want to manifest, towards your goals. If you're not doing that, then what you are desiring is not going to manifest. Of course, I talked about beliefs already, so it's super important that when you start to have those beliefs that tell you like you can't do it, or who do you think you are by doing XYZ, start to identify those beliefs. Ask yourself, do I want to continue to believe this? Because it's totally up to you. And yes, self-doubt and fear is going to come up. It will always come up, no matter where you are in your manifesting journey. You could have already manifested $10,000 in your life and still feel self-doubt, fear, and have limiting beliefs. I still have self-doubt, fear, and limiting beliefs, but I continue to build myself up in the ways that I'm sharing with y'all. These are things that I do daily to lift my vibration. And every single level that you move up, you're going to learn that same lesson at that level. So as I am in my first, so August, September, October, November, in my first 3 months of leaving my entrepreneurial life, you know, I am processing what's been going on, right? And I'm not bringing in the same income that I was for my 9-to-5 yet, but I need to celebrate what I am. And I had saved enough money to cover my expenses, right? Like if I'd made $0, but every month I have made money. And that means that the amount that I'm using in our savings towards covering our expenses is less than what I had saved up for. Hopefully that is conceptualizing for y'all, right? So I'll give you an example. If my contribution was $5,000 each month, and I saved that, right, for some months so that we cannot have to stress out and so I could build my business, and I've been making about over $3,000 now in my business to cover the expenses, that means I still have $2,000, right? I've been actually been needing to take less, which has been like amazing, because it's not just what money I'm bringing in, but other savings that have been happening, which I don't remember if I shared on the other episodes, but I'll just reshare. Like, I had less insurance that we had to pay, and there was a month we didn't have to pay the car payment because like we traded in the car, the Audi, tears, I know, traded in the Audi for a minivan, and I skipped a month with no car payment. So that was close to almost $1,000 because, oh my gosh, car payments are crazy. And so, you know, just go back and review what you've been doing and building your belief in yourself. And see, like, dang, you know, each month the universe has been surprising me because I've been willing to allow it to surprise me. Each month that I am taking the time to more deeply step into my manifesting journey and allowing the universe to provide for me versus me trying to take control of everything. That's another thing about manifesting. You have to allow yourself to surrender. You have to allow yourself to have patience, and you have to allow yourself to be taken care of. In this very masculine world that negates saying like you aren't allowed to be in this feminine energy of receiving, it's hard. It's very, very hard. And knowing that you are worthy of receiving of the desires that you want. So have patience and trust that what you are desiring in your heart is meant for you. Put your hand on your heart and say, what I am desiring is meant for me. I'm doing the work to bring it in. So to recap what I talked about today, y'all, make your definition for what manifesting means to you. Manifesting, manifestations, if anything comes up, if any self-doubt is popping in as soon as you hear the words manifesting or manifesting journey, ask yourself, okay, what's up with that? Write it down, process it, work through it. talks about the law of attraction. Like attracts like. Simple, right? Then, you know, your beliefs, your emotion, your thoughts, your vibration is what's going to bring in what you want. And of course, believing that it's going to come to you, trusting in the process, and most importantly, allow yourself to be surprised by the universe and surrender. Well, thank you for listening. Next week, I will be doing an episode on connecting with your desire. So if you're like, I don't know what I want, I don't have clarity, this episode's for you. Even if you already know what you want, this episode is for you because it will help you connect even deeper to your desires. And I will have a meditation for you within that episode. So stay tuned for that for next week. If you've been loving the episode, make sure that you are leaving a review, sharing on your Instagram, family, friends, whoever needs to hear this. Thank you again, and I will talk with you next week. Thank you for listening to the Manifesting Latina podcast. Did you love today's episode? Please help us grow by leaving a review, sharing with a friend, or on your social media. Let's spread the abundance and fun of manifesting.